Hello.
Hey.
All
right. It's all good. I know it was on purpose. No biggie. It happens. So what I was trying to tell you is in his area, he does kitchen remodels, and in his area, they call it kitchen redid, right? So he was like, Amy, can I have my keywords? You know, I want kitchen redid because that's how people call it around here in the South. And we literally put that as one of his keywords because that was his choice. And he got hits on that keyword in the local map section. Now, with Google Guarantee, they try to keep it very professional and a lot more fair. So the leads are coming directly to you, and the keywords are preset. Either you enable them or you don't enable them. You can take some, you can take all, or you can take just a couple. And you can always, you're going to be approved for the entire vertical. So all you're going to get approved for, as an electrician, for all of the keywords that are available, and then you get to pick and choose.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the cool thing about these is the people that are going to Google, they know that they're getting a guarantee, they're going to get to work with a guaranteed partner. That's why they're looking in this section. Google created this section for the small to medium-sized business owner, you. They're not the large corporate guys, you know, that offer services. Angie, Sumtech, all those companies are not allowed to list in this section. It is specifically reserved for you guys. And these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of lead out there. And the reason for that is because, A, you're not sharing the lead. B, it's coming directly to you. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming through because it says so on the caller ID with that Google call tracking number that's specific to that section on Google for your business particularly.
So when they call me, it's always going to be the same number from Google?
Nope. You get the callers. You get the client's actual phone number. So what happens is how the call tracking system works with this is Google assigns that call tracking number, and it goes directly to your phone. And it is a rotating number. So because you can turn the leads on and turn the leads off. So it's not the same number every time. That way, your competitors are not able to, like, call out and use up your budget or anything like that. Like, Google's gone through a lot of things in order to make this extremely fair because they have AI listening to each one of these phone calls for authenticity purposes. So if somebody called you for a service that you don't provide and you decline the job, AI would catch it and your budget would not be charged. If something slipped through the cracks, because I'm not going to say it's never happened, we have fail safes in place as well because we dispute it directly with Google on your behalf. Okay?
Okay, so is there like a dashboard to be able to tell me, oh, I got charged for this lead when I shouldn't have, or how much is left in my budget?
Absolutely. All of the details are available through the Local Splash dashboard, and we actually are redeveloping the app that we have, the Local Splash app. Do you have the Local Splash app?
Yeah.
Okay, so my CEO is currently redeveloping the app right now so that you guys are going to be able to manage it completely from the app. You will be able to listen to the call recordings. You will be able to dispute directly with our team. But what he's developing right now is a feature where you're going to be able to actually turn the leads on and off directly from the app. Because as it is right now, like, so for example, you pay the $400, we turn the leads on, they begin coming in. If you just leave it as is and there are $30.67 per lead and you just let it roll, it's gonna fulfill at approximately 3 leads per week. One of those weeks is gonna get 4 because that would be 13 leads. And then it would rebill, like say you did your billing today on the 16th for the 400, it would automatically rebill at 400 unless you called in deposit or to reallocate or upgrade, any of those things, okay? So that's if you just leave it idle and we're assuming every single lead is a qualified lead that has came through, nothing gets disputed, and it all just went peachy keen. Now, if when you pay the $400, say you take on 2 or 3 leads, and now you've got a couple of jobs that got you booked up a couple weeks, and you're not going to be able to take on any more jobs for a couple weeks, you've got to really pay attention to what you got going on the board now, you can pause the leads. And when you pause the leads, Nick, that's where the campaign stops financially. So if you stop the campaign with $240 left in it, and you choose to pause that for 2 days, 6 days, 10 months, however long you choose to pause it for, that budget will continue to roll over until it's exhausted. It's not an automatic monthly charge unless that's what you want. The majority of our clients choose to upgrade their budget. Like I told you, they scale within the first 3 months up to a minimum of about $1,500. However, with this campaign, you can also increase lead flow, and you can also increase the bid depending on what your competitors are paying. So, for example, you take on 3 leads. They're absolutely fantastic. You say, you know, I want 6 leads in a week. You don't have to increase the budget in order to do that, but you can if you choose to. You would just exhaust the budget sooner. So then when you want more leads, you're going to have to pay again.
Okay. So you said like 13, 16 leads for that 400?
13 leads for the 400, up to 13 Google Guarantee leads at $30.67 per lead. But again, once your ad is created and we're able to see what the competitors are paying in your area, then we're able to say, hey, Nick, your competitors are paying this. So it looks like this $400 budget would act, if we increase your bid, say, to $45, would actually get you about 9 leads, right? But all that's done upon agreement with you and a conversation directly to you and your full agreement before any changes are made. If we were to get you approved, say we get you approved tomorrow and you say, yep, here's the $400, start my leads. I'm going to keep my leads at $30.67 per lead. That's where I want to start. Perfectly fine. We'll turn the ad on. You'll get the leads and we'll begin tracking the progress on it. If you're like, hey, you know what? I think you guys were right. I do want to increase the budget to X, Y, or Z. Let's go ahead and go there. I'm willing to bid this much for the leads. Okay. You scale up. You see the return. We can always make adjustments on this. There's nothing that's set in stone. It's all dependent on the market at that time, what your competitors are paying and what you're willing to pay.
So the more that I pay for the leads is where I'll get ranked higher, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sorry, I needed some water.
Okay.
But if you want to get it going, the only upfront cost is the $250 application fee.
How long does that take to get approved?
That's what I was just going to say. It says on there, we always like to be super cautious, and I think that they need to update it, but the terms and conditions say 4 to 8 weeks. It does not always or even usually take that long. I'm seeing turnaround time between 3 and 4 weeks, assuming you get us the application ASAP. Application's super simple. It's your social security number. It's your information. It's your EIN number. It's your license. It's your insurance. And you upload it directly to the document. It takes about 10 minutes.
So that gets emailed to me and then I gotta fill it out myself?
Yeah. If you want my agent to help you fill it out, she does not mind at all. She's totally down to do that. You just have to give her your social security number.
No, I mean, I got no problem filling it out. I just think how I would receive it.
Yeah, you can receive it text and email. It's up to you, whatever's
okay,
best for you.
So say that I did Google Ads and then say I wanted to stop business is good and I just wanted to stop it for like a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have to reapply and wait for the whole process?
No. And you say Google Guarantee because Google Ads is different. Google Ads is pay per click. So this Google Guarantee, you'd never have to reapply. Your Google Guarantee badge is live. It says that your Google Guarantee verified. You would just pause the leads. You would just call in to say, I want to pause the leads. I'm good right now. I don't need any more from this section on Google. And then when you're ready to turn them back on and you want to pop back at the top, you turn them back on. And the beauty of it is this, is Nick, you don't rotate off the page when you're listed with Google Guarantee. Your listing just goes down to the bottom. Your green check mark is not enabled, meaning your Google call tracking number is not live at that time. And that reverts back to your regular business line. So you can and still will receive calls from the Google Guaranteed section on Google. It just won't be coming through that paid number. People can still find you there. We don't take you off of the page or take your listing down when your leads are paused.
So I'll be under where it says sponsored, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the more I pay, I could be listed up top. So is it possible? I mean, the only way that they find me is they put like electrician or whatever keywords. They see my name, top 3, they click me, boom, that's how I get the lead, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they call you. They don't just click you. They have to call you, and then the lead comes to you. And it gives the whisper feature when you pick the phone up. It'll say LSA, local service ad, Google guaranteed, so you know, hey, this is one of those leads.
Okay, so say that that's how they find me and mm-hmm. they contact me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that budget could run out. Say that was those 13 or how many calls.
Mm-hmm.
Say I get that many people call me in a day.
We spread it. We're the ones controlling it. We spread it. So that way, only if you say, hey, you know what? I'm putting down a $5,000 budget. I want unlimited calls, X, Y, and Z. We're going to make that five G's last the entire month, and we're going to crank it up as many calls as you can have. If you're starting with the minimum budget, we're going to make it last over the month. And like I said, it would come in at approximately 3 leads a week unless you otherwise indicate, hey, I want 6 leads in a week. So then we turn the volume up a little bit.
Well, how do you guys control that? Like who clicks on me or who calls me?
That's all done. That's when your ad is being enabled, the different times of day that your ad is enabled, when your ad is active. All of those things are done once we get you Google Guarantee approved. They go over that with you. And that's why I said it's always able to be adjusted. It's always subject to change according to what the needs of the business are.
So when you say Google Ad, what's a Google Ad?
Google Ad is pay-per-click. So Google Ad is what Angie's
list.
No,
but you said like, oh, your ad runs.
Your Google Guarantee ad. Yes. So are you on Google right now?
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Okay. So did you do a search? Did you go in incognito and do a search for electrician near me?
I'm not incognito, but I just put electrician.
Okay. The reason I say incognito is only because it gives you the cleanest search, so you're able to really see everything that's showing there, how, like, the person who's not looking, you know, regularly for what you provide. That's the only reason I suggest going incognito, but that's fine. When you do the search for electrician near me, you see at the top of the page where it says sponsored electricians, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you click on, who's the first one you see right there?
ASL Electric.
Okay. So when you click on ASL Electric, or you even click on more businesses, you're able to see the top, or show more is what it shows here. You're able to see the top companies that are listed here right now. When you click more and you get the ones down at the bottom, you're able to see the ones that don't have, like the only one I think right now who doesn't have his ads enabled is Steve Carter Electric and Aviv. Electric looks like their ad is not on right now. So this is what it looks like to be listed in the Google Guaranteed section. This is what we call your ad. So when you look at ASL Electric, you can click on his listing. It's not going to cost him anything. It's not going to do anything negative to him whatsoever. You can look at everything and how it shows. So it literally says, get it done right or Google pays you back. So
mm-hmm.
he's got guaranteed repairs. He's locally owned and operated. He has parts and labor guaranteed. It has all of his guarantees and what it is that he's providing. So when somebody goes here and they're looking for ASL or they find ASL, they see that he's veteran owned, they can message him directly or they can go ahead and click get phone number and they're able to call and speak with him directly through the Google call tracking and get everything kind of squared away. So when I say your ad, that's what they call these. All of these guys who are listed right here, St. Mary Electric Power, Gerhard Electric, Premier Electrical Services, all these guys right here, this is their Google Guarantee ad. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the top guy, ASL, or whoever is ranked number one, whether it's your page or my page, they're the one paying the most ads right now,
generally,
right?
Generally. They're the ones with the unlimited budget. They're the ones that are paying higher on cost per lead. And we're going to tell you how to compete at that level because, you know, you're going to want to know. And if you're not able to do that, like day one, you know what it's going to look like to get there. We give you those numbers. We don't expect people to start out with an unlimited budget.
So you're only able to tell me what they're at, how much they're paying once I get set up?
Right, because we don't have anybody authorized in that area yet. I had this when I spoke with you, I pitched you on Google Guarantee, so I had this spot reserved for you in San Juan.
Yeah.
We have to have an active ad in that area in order to tell you.
If they're doing like unlisted and they're paying like $100 for like the top five guys, and it's like, how am I going to compete with that? I don't have the money to be throwing away like that, you know?
Right. Well, you don't, it's not throwing away. It's an investment in your company, but I understand what you're saying. The other thing is this, is if they're paying $100 per qualified lead and your budget, like I said, you don't have to pay higher than the $400 budget. So let's just say worst case scenario, it's at three times the amount. It's at $90 per lead if you want the top three spots, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still make that $400 budget work. Yes, you're getting less amount of leads, but you don't have to pay more because they're qualified leads. So you're going to make that back times 10, and then you're going to reinvest that lead budget that you made right back into your leads.
Yeah, so no matter what, even if I put more or stay the average, I'm still going to get that guaranteed lead, right? But doesn't mean I'm going to get the job.
Right.
So get lead, right?
You get that opportunity that comes through the Google Guaranteed platform, and it's a better qualified opportunity because you're a guaranteed partner to Google. The people who are going to this section, the consumers, the customers, right, they're looking for that additional peace of mind. That's what they're looking for when they're going to that section on Google. They're looking specifically to work with a guaranteed partner because – let's be real. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, for me personally, electricity is like Greek, right? Like, if I had to change out even something as simple as a light switch cover, I'm not doing it. Because, to me personally, that's like working on your car or being a dentist. Like, that's not my area of expertise. I don't want to get blown to the moon, right? I'm in a call. It's also something that, you know, could be charged quite a bit of money for. Like, I could call, oh, Joe Blow over here on the local map, or I could call some guy off Facebook, and I might not know what I'm getting. But when I go to the guaranteed section, it says right there, get it done right or Google pays you back. Okay, so Google is promising that this guy right here, he's a qualified contractor. He has license. He has insurance. They've done a background check on him. It's safe to have him in my home. He can come out here. He can tell me what's going on, and he can fix it, and he's going to have a reasonable price, right? Google is promising that because they've done the work to make sure that you're a qualified provider.
Okay, and so even if your ads are paused, you'll still have that guaranteed badge, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, even that still looks good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. I'm telling you, this is the way the world is going. In 5 years, the competitors, they're only going to be going to this section on Google. Like, for you to get in at the ground level and to build your business up this way, this is going to be the best for you, Nick. And the beauty of it is it's all month to month. There's no contract, just like everything else here at Local Splash. You give it a shot. You have that Google Guarantee badge. You hate it. You're like, I hate it. I can't stand it. I've never had anybody say that. I've been doing this for 6 years with this product, but I'm just saying, if you absolutely hate it, you can't stand it, we will reallocate the remainder of your budget to other products and services, and you do not have to stick it out. You don't have to continue to participate in pay per qualified lead if you don't want to. You still have the badge.
So do I have to pay you guys anything extra? Like,
nope, it's already included. It's already all included.
So what, you guys don't get anything out of it? Why do you guys try to sell it? And I mean, it's just to boost us.
Well, it's the best product there is out there for you guys to get the best qualified leads. But our management fee is already figured into the cost of your qualified leads.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already figured it in. It's 25%. So we've already figured it in.
Okay, so the budget doesn't raise what I'm paying right now?
Nope, it doesn't. Not unless you're like, hey, you know what, I'm ready, I've made this much, now I'm going to invest this much. And then when it slows down, like if there's ever a slow season for electricians, I don't know if you guys have a slow season or not, but say that you have a slow season, you're like, okay, I'm going into my slow season, I'm going to pause my ad, you know, or I'm a little low on funds, we're going to pause the ad. Whatever the case is, you're going on vacation for a month. Okay, cool, pause the ad. You can pause it for as long as you want to, and that budget rolls over. It's not an automatic charge. And
so
say you only use 3 leads, right? Say there's like the world stops moving as we know it, and nobody's looking for an electrician in your area. That budget's just going to roll over. It's not a $400 charge. It's a 30 times 3. It's a $90 charge for what you used out of your budget.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Oh, so you would recommend the Google Guarantee, like, for the number one ad, like, or the number one lead generation?
The number one product, this coupled with the service that you already have, yes. This is always going to be my top recommendation to all my clients if it's available in their area. This is the other thing. Google Guarantee is not available in every area for every category, every vertical, okay? So when it is available, that's why I pitched it to you at the point of sale. When I started with you, when you and I set this up, that's why I put the bug in your ear from the beginning, is because in my opinion, if I have clients that have the budget to be able to support this, I'm always going to steer them towards this. I haven't, like I told you, I'm dead serious. I have not had a person that's canceled on profit from this type of program. You pay a little more, but it's better qualify. And we had to start with the other package in order to get you even in a position to qualify for this, because you had to have the 5 leads. You had to have the license, the insurance. You had to have the Google profile. You had to have these things in place. So I always steer my clients towards this. I would sell this particular product to my own grandmother.
Okay. And so you said it could take up to 8 weeks to...
It could, but if you drag your feet, you take forever to get the application, do your onboarding. Application takes 10 minutes, onboarding takes maybe 15 minutes, and then we begin the processing. Once we process your application, it goes through Evident ID or Pinkerton, one of those two. We have no idea. It's a random draw. These are the top two that Google uses. And those are the ones that do the background check. So each of those has their own process. It varies very slightly. At some point during the background check process, they're going to shoot us a message. It's going to say, okay, we're ready for the next step. The next step is that we send you an encrypted text message. It's from one of those organizations. And you're going to either upload Social Security or a driver's license front and back ID directly through that encrypted link. For the final leg of the background check. And then from there, it's literally like a matter of a day or so before you're approved. Then we call you and we're like, hey, Nick, Google Guarantee is approved. We're ready to pay the activation budget and cut the leads on for you. If you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the $400. If you're not ready to turn the leads on yet, hey, you know what, guys, I need a couple days, or I need a week, or I'm slam busy, I don't need anything right this minute. Cool. Let us know what day you want to cut them on, and that's the day that we charge the activation budget.
Okay, so the activation budget or the activation fee, that's after you pass everything and all that, right?
Oh, yeah. We don't anticipate you not passing. Again, if for any reason you didn't pass, we're going to continue to attempt, as long as you're telling us the truth and there's no felonies or anything. You know what I mean? If there's any felonies, they need to be older than 7 years. Have you ever had any felonies?
No.
Okay. And then just to make sure, the other qualifications are, here we go. Okay. You have the California State Electrical Contractor License?
Yeah.
And then you have $100,000 in general liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So you'd pass the background check. You'd pass the flying colors. In fact, we don't even sign people up if they're like, no, I don't have the insurance, or no, I've got to get the license or whatever. We won't even sell it to them. We won't even take their money for the application fee, because it's not who we are.
Oh, so there's an application fee? Is that separate than the
No, that's
the
$250
fee?
Application fee that I told you. The application fee is the upfront cost. It's the $250 to get everything started and begin the application process.
Yeah, that's after I get approved and pass all that stuff.
No, the application fee is the upfront cost to even send you the application.
Oh, okay.
So $250.
So then what was it that you said I have to pay after I get approved for everything?
After you get everything approved, you pay your $400 activation budget.
Oh, okay.
That's
so activation budget and activation application. Those are the two separate
application
things.
Yeah, application fee is one time $250 application fee. Whether that's what we charge to get this going. Whether you are starting the application or you have your own Google guarantee or you want to transfer it to us, the upfront cost to get it started is the $250. And then after that, your activation budget, which is your actual lead budget, is the $400 for the 13 Google guarantee leads.
So do you guys manage the budget? Like, do I say, oh, I want to up it, or am I able to do it myself?
No, we manage the budget.
Oh, so I can't, I don't
you
manage
You just let
it.
Us know when you want to up it. You can text, you can email, you can call, you can say, hey, I want to up the budget to X, Y, or Z. And don't make any mistake, Nick. We're going to be calling you and saying, hey, we recommend that you up the budget to X, Y, or Z. You're seeing good return here. This is where it's scaling. This is what it looks like. Our past clients have seen this, and this in your industry. Like, we're able to give you all of those stats and make the highest recommendations for clients that are successful.
And then if I want to pause it, do I have to call you guys or
can
you do that?
You can call, text, email, live chat in. Again, my CEO is redeveloping the app. Like, we have the app, but he's creating additional features that are going to roll out here probably in the next, I'd say, like 6 weeks, where it's going to have a new interface that you can pause the leads directly from the app.
Okay. Yeah, because the app sometimes it kind of bugs out. And
well, you gotta let us know if the app's having issues. Please text us
and say, hey, the app is having problems.
I
contact you guys a
cool.
lot. Cool.
You're awesome.
Bugs. And yeah, I mean, it's not consistent, like I said earlier, but yeah, I'll call every time there's an issue. But that $250, that's your guys' fee, right? That's not Google's.
The application fee, correct. That's because we're going to do the background. We're going to do the entire process of getting you completely up and running on it. That's our cost.
Okay, so I spoke to someone earlier. I canceled the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those are even. I haven't gotten any leads off that, and I'm paying $100 for that.
Okay.
And I think I just paid it on the 13th or the 11th.
Okay, so let me do this.
Is there a way we could roll that over?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let me see how much of the Facebook ad budget has been used, if any, and then I can definitely get approval to do that. Hold on a second. And then that would cut the cost of your application fee down a bit. Hold on just a second. Let me go in here and have a look. Oh, okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and wait on that. Okay, I'm just going to wait. I was just explaining everything to them. So give me just a second to get a response on that. And we can definitely take care of that. So the Facebook ads, they just weren't successful for you?
No. I mean, I only got one lead through them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I'm paying that $100, I don't think it's worth it if I've only gotten just one. I'll just put it to that put it to the Google for right now and then see how that works out.
Right. Okay.
And I mean, if I eventually, yeah, I have the extra money to where I'm like, I'll just advertise more, then I can put it to Facebook.
Sure.
So
100%.
what other platform would you recommend for advertising other than Google?
Well,
to get leads through.
Well, the second one that we go with, the one that gets leads or gives leads, so to speak, the second one would be which you said you already have the Yelp leads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're already doing your own advertising with Yelp, then that's going to, put a kind of a wrench in our stuff because we're not able to advertise with you if you've advertised with Yelp in the last 6 months is the way our partnership works. But Yelp is a really good platform to do it. When you're doing the Yelp, how much are you paying Yelp right now?
So I do the $7.50 for ads.
Wow.
And then it's like the extra $150 for my logo. And then to remove competitor ads. So in total, $900.
Enhanced profile. And how are the results that you're seeing with that? What are you seeing?
So it seems like I get leads like they'll all flow in at one day. It seems like it flows in on Monday.
They're not stretching your budget. Okay.
Yeah, it flows in on Monday. But then like the rest of the week, I don't get any leads. You're and all tough. Those leads that come in on that Monday, they're not all – I don't get them all. And sometimes it kind of sucks because I'm in the middle of a job and then I get all these coming at once and I got to reply to them. And
right. I know how it works.
I mean, if you better
yeah,
to get
stuff
out.
Well, you definitely – I'm looking at your profile. It looks pretty good. Always put new, fresh photos on there. Always. Okay? Always constantly be uploading and updating new photos, Nick. That's what's going to help. Keeping your profile like fresh, so to speak. Always try to help get the reviews. But in addition to that, I would connect with your Yelp representative and I would ask them, what you can do to switch that budget because when we control the budget, we're able to control it. Like I said, we allocate a certain amount of dollars per day based on what you're getting. Now, with your $900 monthly budget, are they giving you any free ads? Because they should be giving you some type of free ads in addition to what you're spending at being a first-time client to Yelp.
Yeah, so they gave me like a $300 credit for some kind of ad.
Okay, so it's like a boost promotion, but it's a one-time $300?
For that time, yeah. I talked to them a couple of days ago, and they said, yeah, if you want to, like, call for a special, just give us a call, or sometimes they'll be on Yelp, and then we could sign you up for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of strange.
Well, this isn't my first time I've been with Yelp. I signed up for Yelp, like maybe a year ago, and I was running ads, and then I stopped it, and then I just reactivated the ads again recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that explains that. Okay. Yeah, they should be giving you, like, they have a couple. When you're spending the $750, I thought you're supposed to get $250 a month for the first 3 months, but maybe not because you've advertised with them before. So maybe they changed your program. But that was my understanding. That's one of the things that we have available to do. So,
that's through Yelp, through you guys?
Yeah, but you have to understand you're not going to get that with us right now because you're already advertising. In order for us to make it worth it, you'd have to spend at least probably like $2,000 with us for Yelp because our management fees worked into that. I find that the client, I'm just being 100% honest with you, I'm finding the clients that start with Yelp on their own, and have their own, like, it's not that great for you guys to bring it over. I'm just being real with you. Like, because our management fee, we're going to tack a management fee of 25% on top of whatever your monthly spend is. Now, we do get better profile enhancement, like price breaks. Granted, when you're spending $750 in ads, ours is like at $90 for all those extra enhancements that you're talking about, like the logo and the competitors mm-hmm. off the page and all that stuff. Yes, it's like at $90, but then you've got the management fee on top of that. So if you're spending $900 with us, say it's the exact budget, which we won't take it at the exact budget because we have to. You basically would have to outspend what you're spending now by a certain amount of dollars. Does all this make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd have to outspend, right? You'd have to outspend that. So let's say 900 or, okay, you said you're paying like 750 in ads right now, right? That's how much you're actually paying. And then the with the profile enhancements and everything, it's like 9 total.
Yeah.
So you would probably have to spend at least 1200. And then plus the profile enhancements, so you're looking at least 90. Hold on, 1290. And this is just an estimate. So then you'd have to spend like 322 with our management fee on top of that. So what you're looking at is like almost $1,700. So you'd have to like basically double what you're spending with Yelp right now just to do it with us. And okay. Yes. We can manage it, and it is better, and it is amazing, but I just haven't had a single person that's like, yeah, I'm willing to double my budget with Yelp, and we would get you free ads. You would get like the $250 in free ads for the first 3 months, because we get those boost promos, and we pass them down directly to our clients. That is an option, but I personally, like, if you're seeing decent results, just work with who you have at Yelp. I would just leave that as is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I'm just asking for that.
I'm always going to tell you the truth about what I think on your program and what's going to be best for your business. You know, like if I don't think it's a good fit for you to bring it over, I'm not going to suggest it just to make the money on you.
So another question for the Yelp, mm-hmm. being listed as a sponsored. So once I'm listed under sponsored, I'll be under there. But then, you know, when you go on the Google page and then you scroll past sponsored and it'll have like businesses,
mm-hmm.
like that's the organic section, right?
So, okay. So you have your top section, right? We have the top section that we're talking about, in the sponsored section. So there's that sponsored section. And then there is sometimes below that, there'll be like 4 or 5 businesses listed that are, say, sponsored ad next to them. So those are Google ad clicks. Okay. That's Google ads. So that's pay per click. You pay to play there as well, but somebody could click on your listing and you never get a call.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about those ads.
Right. Below that, where it says businesses and more businesses, uh-huh. that's the Google Local Map section. That's where you're currently paying the list. And then below that, the ones that look like paragraphs, that's the organic listing right there.
Oh, the paragraphs where it has a link to click on and then it has.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once I get listed under the sponsored, will I be removed from that business section? Because right now on my phone, I type in electrician, and it says I'm the third one. I'll still be listed under there also?
Yes, absolutely, because that's what you're paying the $149 monthly for, is for that website, all that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, because if I pause my leads and then I go to the bottom of the sponsored, and then I lose my third spot under the other section.
Mm-mm. And let me tell you something else that's super cool about it. So all the reviews that you get, okay, all the reviews that you get from, say, in your Google, all the reviews that you get from your Google Local Map where you're listed right now, I want you to continue striving to get reviews. Anybody willing to leave you a good review right there, always try to get them to leave you a review. Always list in that section, because all the reviews that list right there automatically load to your Google Guarantee. So it's going to crank your ranking there as well. It's only going to support it. Now, if you get leads on your, if you get reviews on your Google Guarantee, that are specific to your Google Guarantee ads, those reviews do not like go backward to the Google Local Map section. Okay.
So if I get a review on the Google sponsor section, it doesn't go to my other Google.
No, it's specific to your Google Guarantee ad. But if you get your Google business profile, which is your original listing with us, all reviews that are listed there also do convert over to your Google Guarantee ad. But it doesn't do the reverse.
So it's better to send out the link from my Google Business one, right?
Well, it's good for both, but always do the Google Business one. Always, yes, absolutely.
Oh, so it's two separate links, one for the Google Guarantee.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so, all right, so do the Google Business one because it converts it to the Google Guarantee.
Right, exactly.
Okay, why is it like that? How come they're just not linked?
Well, it's linked one way. It's not linked both ways. And I don't really have the reason why. I mean, obviously Google is always changing. And they're able to, you know, make those adjustments, but they have it going one way as of right now. It used to be when we first started this, you had to get separate reviews in both separate places and they didn't intertwine at all. And it was like a real pain in the neck because some of you guys, like, you're just starting out. Like, you don't have a ton of clients. You don't have a ton of friends and family willing to go on and leave you, you know, a bunch of 5-star reviews. So you needed a certain amount just to qualify. But then, in addition to that, you needed to get a couple over here in this other section. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It was kind of a pain in the neck. So they definitely did work it one way, but not necessarily the other way. So, dang it. Okay. They told me how much is left in your budget. It's 58, basically almost $59. So the remainder of the application fee would be $191.24. I'm just waiting for a manager to respond to me. So it's just taking.
Well, they already went through half of the budget in like 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they went through a good portion of the budget, yes. Okay. So, I guess, I can call you back once I have the response from them, unless you just want to wait with me for a few more minutes.
Yeah, you can give me a call back, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I look forward to talking with you soon, Nick. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dude, I need responses quickly.